Viper's Tangle by François Mauriac. This enemy of his own family, this soul eaten up by hatred and avarice, I would have you, despite his vileness, hold him in pity. I would have him touch your heart. All through his somber life, dark passions hide from him the light quite near at hand, of which a gleam sometimes falls upon him, and is on the point of setting him afire, his own passions. But first of all, the indifferent Christians who lie in wait for him, and whom in his turn he tortures. How many of us thus throw the sinner back upon himself, turning him away from a truth which, through our medium, sheds its rays no more? No, it was not gold that this miser cherished. It was not revenge for which this madman hungered. The real object of his love, you will know it if you have the strength and the courage to bear with this man, even to the moment of his last avowal, cut short by death. Lord, consider that we do not understand ourselves, and that we do not know what we would, and that we go infinitely far astray from that which we desire. St. Teresa of Avila. Part the First, Chapter 1. You will be surprised to find this letter in my safe, lying on top of a packet of securities. It might have been better for me to entrust it to my lawyer, who would have handed it over to you after my death, or else put it in the drawer of my desk, the first drawer that my children will break open before I am even getting cold. But the fact is that I have gone over this letter in my mind for years and years, and that, when I lie awake, I have always imagined it, all by itself, on the shelf of my safe, an empty safe, containing nothing else but this revenge of mine, which, for nearly half a century, I have kept warm. Don't be afraid. As a matter of fact, you are already reassured. The securities are there, all right. It seems to me as though I hear that shout of yours as soon as you are inside the hall on your return from the bank. Yes, you'll shout to the children, "The securities are there, all right." It is only by a hair's breadth that they are there. I had laid my plans. If I had chosen, today you would be left with nothing except the house and the land. It's lucky for you that I have survived my hatred. For a long time I thought that my hatred was the most alive thing in me. And here I am today, at any rate, not even feeling it any longer. The old man I have become finds it hard to imagine the raging invalid I used to be, who spent his nights not indeed in plotting his revenge — that delayed action bomb was already placed in position, with an attention to detail of which I was proud — but in seeking a way of being able to enjoy it. I wanted to live long enough to see all your faces when you came back from the bank. It was a question of not giving you my authority to open the safe too soon, of giving it to you just late enough for me to have the last joy of hearing you ask in desperation, "Where are the securities?" It seemed to me that then even the most frightful pangs of death could not spoil that pleasure for me. Yes, I was a man capable of calculating like that. How was I brought to it? A man like myself who was no monster. It is 4 o'clock, and my lunch tray and dirty plate still litter the table, attracting the flies. I have rung in vain. Bells never ring in the country. I wait, without impatience, in this room where I slept as a child, and where, no doubt, I shall die. The moment I do, the first thought of our daughter Genevieve will be to claim it for the children. I occupy, all by myself, the largest room with the best view. Do me the justice of recognizing that I offered Genevieve to give it up to her, and that I would have done so if Dr. Lacaze had not been afraid that the damp of the ground floor would be bad for my bronchitis. Otherwise, no doubt, I should have agreed, but with such resentment that it is lucky I was prevented. I have spent my whole life making sacrifices whose memory poisoned me, while it fed and fattened those kinds of grudges that time strengthens. The taste for squabbling is a family heritage. My father, so I often heard my mother say, quarrelled with his parents, and they died themselves without ever seeing their daughter again since they turned her out 30 years earlier. She founded the family of those Marseille cousins whom we do not know. We have never known the reason for all this dissension, but we took the hatred of our progenitors on trust, and to this very day I should turn my back on any of those little Marseille cousins whom I met. One cannot avoid seeing his distant relations. One cannot do